Welcome to The Storytellers on WSIU Radio. I'm Ryan Kinsella. These original tales were recorded live on location at the 4th Annual Storytelling Festival in Cape Girardeau, Missouri in April 2011. The following story is told by Grandma Rockstar. It's about being a grandma and a rockstar.
I'm Grandma Rockstar, and I'm from Jackson, Missouri. When I first found out I was going to be a grandma, I was so excited. And one day, I was traveling with my daughter-in-law, and we were going to one of her OB appointments. She turned to me and she said, "Well, after the baby comes, what do you want to be called?" And I said, "Your Majesty." From the nonverbal reaction I received, I figured that was another suggestion down the drain. And so I thought, well, I'll just wait and see what my grandbaby's going to call me. Now, my daughter-in-law calls her grandma Gigi for great-grandma. And that was going to be my mother's name, too, Gigi. And I thought, oh, boy, I'm going to get a really cute name. And, after a while, pretty soon, Madeline came along. And it was love at first sight. But it took her a while to become verbal. And she was almost 2 years old. And one day I came over to their house. And when she saw me, she went, "Mama, Mama." And I thought, oh my gosh, I have a special name. It's Mama. Only she said it, "Mama, Mama." It kind of sounded like a tropical bird on steroids. But that was okay. I was Mama and I was proud of it. Well, 3 years later, here comes Nathan, pure sweetness. And then a year and a half later, a really big surprise, and Ian, pure joy, pops along. But somewhere in this time period, I stopped being Mama, Mama, and I became Grandma Cobb. Grandma Cobb? That's my mother-in-law's name. That's not me. I wanted a cute name. Well, but I was Grandma Cobb, and I guess that was it. And one day, I was walking through Walmart, and I saw this t-shirt. It had a picture of Mickey Mouse on it, and it said, "Rockstar, Rockstar, Rockstar." Now, I had taken my grandkids to Disney World, and I thought they would like the t-shirt. So the next time I see him, I wear it. And Nathan, who's about 5 at the time, says, "What's that on your shirt, Grandma Cobb?" And I says, "It's Mickey Mouse." And he goes, "And what's that?" And I said, "Rockstar, Rockstar, Rockstar." That's my new name, Grandma Rockstar. I have no idea where that came from. But I said, "That's it. That's my new name." And he goes, "It is?" And I said, "Yes." And I made the announcement to everyone. For now on, my name was Grandma Rockstar, and that's what I wanted to be known as. I started signing, "My name is Grandma Rockstar," all the cards, all the gifts. If the kids didn't refer to me as Grandma Rockstar, I kind of ignored them until they did. Now, Ian, the littlest, he's kind of a nonverbal fella. And, he went along right away. As long as I give him hugs and kisses, he didn't care. Nathan took a little bit longer. But one day my son calls me up and says, "Hey, Mom," he goes, "you won him over. I heard him talking to one of his friends, and he referred to you as Grandma Rockstar." And his friend said, "Your grandma's a rock star?" And he said, "No, she just changed her name." But Madeline, who is now 8, now she was a tough cookie. And one day, just the two of us are in a car, and she says, "Grandma, we got to have a talk." And I said, "Well, what about Madeline?" And she said, "Your name. You are Grandma Cobb. You are not Grandma Rockstar." And I said, "What? I want to be Grandma Rockstar." And she said, "Well, you can't. Your name is Grandma Cobb, and that's it." And I said, "But other people changed their name." She goes, "Well, but you can't change your name. And people don't." And I said, "Madeline, what about that little girl you watch on TV, that Hannah Montana girl?" I said, "That's not her real name, is it?" she said, "No, it's Miley." And I said, "Well, if she can change her name, I can change my name." She said, "Grandma," she goes, "she is a rock star." And I said, "Well, Madeline, I could be a rock star too. I just need a break. I need a chance, just that one chance, and I could be a rock star." She goes, "No, Grandma, you don't understand. She's famous." And I said, "Well, I could be famous. I keep telling you, I just need one break, one chance, and I could be a famous rock star." She said, "But Grandma, she's special." I said, "I'm not special." And I glance over, and those big blue eyes kind of well with tears. And she said, "You're special, Grandma Rockstar. You're special." Few months pass, and it's Christmas. And we go over to their house to exchange gifts, and the kids meet me at the door, and they're just jumping with excitement. And in their hands is a red velvet box. And it says, "Open it, Grandma Rockstar. Open it, Grandma Rockstar." And when I do, I find the most treasured gift I ever received, a black leather bracelet with rhinestone spelling Rockstar.
You've been listening to The Storytellers. Selected readings were recorded live during the 4th Annual Cape Girardeau Storytelling Festival in April 2011. This year's festival runs April 13th to the 15th. Be sure to explore all of last year's storytellers online at wsiu.org. WSIU Radio is a listener-supported service of Southern Illinois University Carbondale. I'm Ryan Kinsella.